This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You never know where we're going to end up here today, and that's the beauty of this program. I don't have an agenda. We wait and see where the Lord, we go through verse by verse and see where the Lord's going to camp out on. See what portion of Scripture He wants us to focus on. Yesterday, we looked at the ascension of the Lord, and then we looked at the world. The whole world, you see, is on alert. Matthew chapter 24. It says, two people will be in a field. One will be taken. One will be left. Two will be grinding at a mill. One will be taken. One will be left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched, and he would have not suffered or not allowed his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for as such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. We don't know when He's coming back. The question is, are you ready? For those of you follow along with me and study with me, I believe, I hope that you have confidence in me that I have a fairly good working knowledge of this book. Now, I say that to say this. I believe if you miss this, if a person misses this, if your son misses this, if your daughter misses this, and they're old enough to comprehend now who Jesus is and old enough to make a decision. You know, you see these little Muslim kids going around killing Christians, carrying around their heads and laughing and yucking it up. You see, if you're old enough, you see, to know what you're doing, and if you say no to Jesus Christ, I don't see anywhere in this book where you get another chance. Don't believe the stuff you see on TV. Don't believe the fantasy movies that are out there that you got year upon year upon year. You got 7 years to believe in Jesus Christ after the rapture. That stuff belongs in the fantasy section of the library. The Bible says, do not miss His return. It says that those who are ready, go in with the master to the feast, and then the door is shut. You can read it many times in the Bible. Let's go to another place. Luke chapter 13, verse 24. You decide. Luke chapter 13, verse 24 starts with the word strive. It's the word agonizo in Greek. Same word used of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ sweating great drops of blood. It says He agonized in the garden in prayer. This is the mindset that you need to have to get into the kingdom. Strive to enter in, agonize, to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up, shuts the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at that door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And He will answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then you will begin to say, now remember, this is Jesus speaking about the coming day and week here. This time is whenever it is, we don't know. That's what we saw, right? It is not for you to know times, or we don't know the times or the season, but this we know. This is tomorrow's newspaper. I'm showing you win, place, and show right here of this race. Then you will begin to say, this is Luke 13:26. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drunk in your presence. You've taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I know you not. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Boy, what an action verb that is. Thrust. Like a movie or a cartoon, you know, when they take someone and throw them out of a bar who's caused a ruckus. See the front door open, and then you see someone coming out head first. Thrust. Action verb. And they will come from the east and the west and the north and the south and sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last that shall be first, and there are the first that shall be last. And that's tomorrow's newspaper delivered today. Is your name in the book is the question. I don't see anywhere in this book where you're going to get another chance. If you say no to Jesus Christ today, either one of two things can happen. Number one, you can die today. And if you have rejected the Lord and have not received him, then you'll spend eternity in outer darkness. Outer darkness where you can't see your hand in front of your face for all eternity. Or number two, this can happen. One will be taken and one will be left. That word for taken is the Greek word paralambano. It means to be received near. Used in John chapter 14, where it says, I'll go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will paralambano. I will receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you may be also. And the word for left is the word aphiemi. The word means, well, actually it's the Greek word for divorce and left behind and forsaken, not where you want to be. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ. Imagine this thing. Imagine perishing for refusing love. What a thing to die for. Why in the world would you want to die for that? Refusing love. If you are angry because God loves you, you've been deceived by someone who hates you. Let me say that again. If you are angry because God loves you, you've been deceived by someone that hates you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those that perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie and that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but took pleasure in unrighteousness. You know what the lie is? Three words. Antichrist is God. That's the future for everyone who has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And by rejecting him, you're rejecting his love. You don't have to go run a race. You don't have to lift 800 pounds on a barbell. You don't have to burn a calorie. All you have to do is receive the Lord Jesus Christ, same as it was as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so, the Son of Man will be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish. You don't have to burn a calorie to have your name written in the book of life. You've got to receive Jesus. You've got to believe he's the Son of God. Receive him into your heart. Turn and repent of your sin. Start going in the other direction. Receive the Son of God into your heart as Lord, Master, Savior, and bow the knee to the Son of God and your name will be written in the book of life. And whether you die and leave this world today, or whether that the thief comes in the middle of the night and snatches away all those who believe, it's a win-win situation for you. Once you do that, all you have to do is receive love. What a horrific thing, huh? Imagine that. All you have to do is receive love. His love. He loves you. This is why he came down here. God so loved. Come on, it's the most famous sentence ever recorded in the annals of time. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. Another verse is in the book of Romans. The Apostle Paul wrote, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, God demonstrates, or commendeth, God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That means that God loves you on your worst day, in your all-time worst blubbering state of sin and unrighteousness and shame. On that day in your life, God loves you. God loves you. Sent his son to die on the cross for you on your worst day, in your worst state, because he loves you. The Bible also says that God was in Christ reconciling. You ever reconcile a checkbook? You know, that's when you square things. God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trust, their sins against them. God was in Christ reconciling you back to him because he loves you. If you're angry that God loves you, think about that. Are you angry because God loves you? Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that listen to Christian radio that aren't believers. Just chew on that for a minute. Think about it. The message to you is, and the message in this Holy Bible here, friend, is that God loves you. That's his message to you. Ultimately, this is the message of God. This is the whole meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ coming down here to earth, is because God loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. But you've got a sin problem, you see, and something's got to be done about it. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What are you going to do about your sin problem? Well, the good news is that someone's already done something about it, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He died on the cross. He was the perfect sacrifice. God accepted his sacrifice, accepted his blood, because he doesn't accept a sacrifice that's not perfect, because he is holy and pure. He doesn't take imperfect sacrifices. But his son lived a sinless life. He was born of a virgin. He was born from the Holy Spirit above. He was perfect. He had no sin nature like you or me. Died on the cross, shed his blood. God accepted his sacrifice. And now, if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, you will have eternal life and your name written in the book of life. Friend, God loves you. Don't let anyone deceive you. The Lord Jesus Christ, came here to earth to save sinners. Why? Why? Why did he do all this? Because he loves you. He's got a great, vast, passionate love for you. I pray you'd receive him today. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.